Kishon Rabosei Pei Zdaf is Pesachim Daf Mem Hei. We are here at the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Lei Rav Acha Brei De Rav Avya Le Rav Ashi. So just to give a little background about what we've been talking about. So yesterday we had Machlokas about the word Mishras. The Pasuk says that V'chol Mishras Anavim Lo Yishteh, that a Nazir is not allowed to drink anything that is anything to do with grapes, even if it's food that has been soaked in grape products. And we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan at the bottom of Mem Gimel Beis and Rabbi Akiva on the one hand, and the Chachamim on the other hand. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Akiva used that to teach me the concept of ein heter mistarif le'isr, that if you have two items together, let's say in this case bread and pita, and you eat a kazayis together, so the heter, the pita, is going to be mitstarif, is going to combine to the isr, in this case the wine, right, for the nazir, and create an isr. That was Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Akiva Shita. Chachamim say the word mishras teaches me that concept of tam ki'ikr, that just like you have the flavor of an item, just like you have as if you had the actual item, the actual isser, so too the flavor of the isser is going to be considered as if we had the actual item. For example, if you had water that was soaking in grapes, or I guess the other way around, right? Grapes that are soaking in water, and the grapes were removed, but the flavor of the grapes remained in the water, so that would likewise be usser for a nazir. Now, with the question of Rav Acha over here, it's going to be as follows. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Akiva said that their concept, their drasha of heter mitzarif le'iser, is only shayach by nazir, because that's what the Torah writes it. The Chachamim had used a kavachomer at the top of Mem Dalet Amud Beis to teach me that just like you have tam ki'ikr by nazir, so too you have it by kol haTorah kula and everywhere else. So the question simply is, Amalei Rav Acha Brei De Rav Avya Le Rav Ashi, Midi Rabbanan, from the Shita of the Rabbanan, Nishma Le Rabbi Akiva, should teach me something about Rabbi Akiva Shita. Milo Amrim Rabbanan, Mishras Liti Tam Ki'ikr, Mekana Tadam Lekol Yisurim Shema Torah. Just like the Rabbanan used the word Mishras to teach me that Tam Ki'ikr exists by Nazir, and therefore exists by all the other halachos in the Torah, so the Rabbi Akiva Nami Mishras Lehetar Mesarif Le'isr Mekana Dadan Lekol Yisurim Shema Torah Kula. Right, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva extend his drasha of heter mitzarif le'iser that you learn from Mishras, right, from Nazir? Why doesn't he extend that to all other Isurim and the Torah, like the Rabbanan do, by their din of Tam Ki'ikr? Samarlei, Rav Ashi said back to Rav Acha, Breder of Avya, the following: Mishum Dahavya Nazir V'chata Shneksuvim Haboyin Ki'achar. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, the concept of heter mitzarif le'iser is present in two cases. Is present in pasuk, like we said, by nazir, and also by the din of a korban chatas. And therefore, once you have two psukim that are teaching me the same din, then ve'in malamdin. In that case, right? In general, when you're going to have a pasuk teach me a halacha by one case, that's something called a binyan av or a mematzino or whatever. And then that's the standard way we learn a halacha in the Torah, right? Just like it implies an X. So that builds a construct for the rest of the Torah, like the Chachamim do by Tam Ki'ikr, by Nazir. But when the Torah writes the same halacha twice, so then it's being very specific. Then it's saying that this halacha applies only by two cases and nowhere else. And therefore, since it writes it, this concept of heter, mitzarif le'iser, by Nazir and by Chatas, which we're going to quote in a second, so therefore Rabbi Akiva cannot extend it to other cases in the Torah. Nazir hadamran, okay, that where does the Torah write this concept? So Nazir, we explained, right, the pasuk of Mishras, according to Rabbi Akiva. Chatas mahi, what's the pasuk by Chatas? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, kol asher yiga bivsara yikdash. Anything that is touched by the meat, meaning non-kachim meat. If you have kachim and non-kachim meat, and then the kachim meat touches the korban meat, so Yachul, you might have thought, if you lo blah, even if the korban meat did not, bolea, did not swallow, did not absorb anything or I guess the other way around, even if the heter meat did not absorb any flavor or anything from the regular chatas meat, so tamalomer bivsara yigdash, meaning that in bivsara, in its meat, meaning ad shiyuvla habasar yikdash lios kamoa, meaning only until the meat has absorbed flavor or tam and taste, then yikdash lios kamoa. Then it will be kadosh, meaning the regular meat will attain the status of a chatas meat. Shem psula hitipasal v'mksher he tochal kechomer shiva. Then if it's possible, meaning if the chatas in question, right? Again, two pieces of meat, one regular meat, one kutcha meat. So one, let's say, for example, korban chatas meat. So if the chatas was posel, so then the regular meat becomes posel, right? Again, if it's bolea, if it absorbed any of the flavor from the other meat, or v'im ksherehi, and if the chatas was normal, right, normal korban, then teyachal kechamer sheba, then it should be eaten according to whatever the most strict halacha involved. Meaning, if you had, let's say, a regular piece of meat and a korban chatas, then you view it as a korban chatas. If you had a piece of shlamim and a chatas, so then you'd use the dinim of a chatas. A chatas is kachim kadashim, shlamim is kachim kalim. So whatever, meaning, that's just saying that whatever is the more machmir halacha of kachim, you apply to this meat. So basically, what are you saying? Meaning that this is a case that you tell me heter, not nas. I keep on saying nasas nevela. That's not the concept. Heter mitzarif leiser. Meaning, what's going on over here? Meaning, if you have a chatas that's absorbed into a piece of mutter meat, and if you ate a chatzi zayis of the normal meat with a chatzis with a chatzi zayis of the meat with the blia, with the flavor, he's chayef as if he ate the entire thing. Meaning that, again, with the price, is not saying it necessarily clearly, but Rashi explains over here that if you ate half a kazayas of the meat that was not touched by the kudshim, and half of a kazayas of the meat that was absorbed, that did absorb kudshim flavor, so then you're going to be chayef. So that is the concept of heter mitzarif le'iser, that we combine the two chetzi zaisim, the two half kazayasim, to create an iser. So that's where you have by chatas, where you're going to have heter mitzarif le'iser. For Rabbanon, so what do the Rabbanon do? So Nehavi Nazir Chatas Shneksuva Banke Echad Ve'im Malamdin. Right. Well, so the Chachamim should also have this problem, meaning that why don't the Chachamim say that Nazir and Chatas also have two psukim that you cannot therefore extend halacha by Nazir to the rest of the Torah? So the Gemara is going to explain that maybe perhaps you thought about it already, because the halacha by Nazir and the halacha by Chatas, Amri Hanhut Mitzrach Tzrichi, you need both psukim, right? Because again, in Echanami, if you have a case that we said before, just to clarify, that case of Achatas really does highlight both cases, right? It highlights the Heter Mitzarif Le'iser, and it also highlights Tam Ke'iker, because what are we saying? We're saying that the flavor of the Korban Achatas is absorbed in the normal meat. And if you have a half a zayas from the normal meat, and a half a zayas from the part of the meat that absorbed the flavor of the korban, so then that's combined. Well, that's also saying tam ke'iker, because you're only dealing with flavor. So why does the question of the Gemara is, so then why does the Chachamim also have a problem? Because now you have tam ke'iker by Nazir, you have tam ke'iker by Chatas, and you shouldn't be able to learn it to the rest of the Torah, the rest of the other halachos. So the Gemara answers that Hanu Mitzrich Tzrichi, you actually need both psukim, as we'll explain in a second. And therefore, if you need both psukim, you couldn't have learned one from the other. So therefore, that's not a Shnei Ksuvim Boin Ke'echad, because they're not teaching the same halacha. You could not have learned one halacha from the other, and therefore the Torah needed to specify that the halacha exists by the other case. We'll do that in a second. For Rabbi Akiva, what would Rabbi Akiva say back to them? He would say, "My Tzrichi, why do you need both cases? Bishlami, because of Rachmanu Bechatas, I understand if the Torah wouldn't have written by Korban Chatas, lo gomer Nazir mina, you can't learn the halachas from Nazir. The halachas of Nazir from Chatas, the chulu mikachim lo gamrinan. Because we don't learn halacha of regular foodstuffs from halachas of kachim, right? Halachas of kachim, by definition, are kadosh, are more elevated. You can never learn a regular halacha of food from a specific halacha of kachim, because that's why they're kachim, right? And that's why they have special elevated status. But ella, but rather, what could you have done? Lechtov rachmana ben nazir v'teisi chatas v'tikmar mina. Rather, you could have learned the halacha by a chatas from the halacha of nazir. So therefore, and so you can learn all the halachos from the Torah from Nazir, as we had that whole back and forth, that we had that kavachomer yesterday. So therefore, that's considered and according to Rabbi Akiva, Eimalamdin, you're not going to extend his halacha of heter, mitzaref le'iser, to other cases in the Torah. For Rabbanan, so now why would the Rabbanan would say that it's not Shnei Ksuvim Ban Ke'echad? Rather, you need both psukim by Nazir and by Chatas. Why would they say? They would say, yeah, you need both cases because Chatas, the pasuk by Chatas, is teaching me Lahedra Mitzarif Le'iser. Right? And V'chulim Mikachim Logamar. And you can't learn halachas of Chulin from Kachim. So therefore, you have the halacha of Hedra Mitzarif Le'iser by Kachim. That cannot be extended elsewhere. Right? And then, Umishras, what does that teach me? That teaches me, according to the Chachamim, that teaches me Litim Tam Ki Eker. That teaches me the concept of Tam Ki Eker, and Mekana Tadana Kol Torah Kula. Right? Simply says the Chachamim, no, the Psukim are teaching me two different halachos. Right? The Psukim by Chatos is teaching me Heter Mistarf Yisr, and the Pasuk by Nazir, by Nazir, is teaching me Tam Ki Eker. And therefore, you can extend Tam Ki Eker to all other cases in the Torah. For Rabbi Akiva, what would Rabbi Akiva say back to them? No, he'd say Tarvayu Heter Mistarif Le'iser. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says Mishras is also Heter Mistarif Le'iser, not Tam Ke'ikar. And therefore, Rabbi Lu Shnei Ksuvim Ban Ke'echad, V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Ban Ke'echad, Eim Alamdin. So therefore, both Pesukim are teaching me the same halacha, and if they're both teaching me the same halacha that you could have learned from each other, then you cannot extend it to all areas of halacha. Okay. Just one more point before the Mishnah. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Elo hadetanya, the brace that we learned that says, Kol asher yeyaseh migefen ayayin mechar tzanin v'yadzag. Anything that comes out of the grapevine, right, that a nazir is not allowed to eat. Li mein al yisurin nazir, shemir star from zevazeh. That teaches me that the yisurim of a nazir combine with each other, meaning wine plus grapes plus, I don't know, leaves or whatever. So they all combine to create an iser, a shear of an iser. If you don't have enough grapes, right, and you ate, I don't know, a leaf, so that would combine. So hashta the Rabbi Akiva iser v'heter mitzdarfin. Right, again, according to Rabbi Akiva, that teaches me that things that are, if you're telling me that the whole concept of heter mitzdarfle iser exists, so iser v'iser mebaya, you don't need to teach me that something, two items that are usser, like say grapes or and grape rinds or grapes and wine, you don't need to tell me that they combine. Because if you're telling me that that heter misarif le'iser, that mutter things, and usser things will combine to make a shear, so obviously usser and usser things combine to make a shear. So why does the pasuk need to tell me, right, all those items? Right? If the braisa says that this pasuk teaches me that all the isser items combine, so it must be that heter and isser do not combine. Because otherwise there'd be no need for such a chiddush, to tell me such a halacha. So I'm related to Rav Kahana, said back to Rav Ashi, so isser v'heter b'vas achas. No, isser v'zecher zeh. He said, no, you're getting the cases wrong. That they're different cases. That when you're telling me that isser and isser combines, that's if you eat them one after the other. That's if you eat grapes and drink wine back to back, within the zman of Kriyat Chilas Pras, so then they're going to combine. But what are you telling me that heter and isser combine, that heter and mistarif isser? That's if you take one bite. That's if you have, let's say, for example, pita that's dipped in wine, right? Bread dipped in wine. That's one single bite. That's a bigger chiddush. That's also a chiddush. That in one single bite, you're going to combine the two items. But, I guess it's not a bigger chiddush, but that's one chiddush. And then the isser and isser combination chiddush is even if you're eating them one after the other, as long as it's within one eating, one sitting, within one kedei chiddush pras, that's also going to combine. So that's two different chiddushim, two different halachos, and that's why we need both of them. Okay. Now, different new Mishnah. Batzek shebisidke areva. If you have dough that's stuck in cracks of a kneading bowl, kneading, K-N-E-A-D, right? If you have dough that is, right, leftover dough makes a lot of sense. The bowl is cracked for whatever reason, right? And you have some dough that's stuck in the cracks. So, im yesh kezayis b'makom echad, if you have a kezayis in one place, so then chayv levayer, then you gotta get rid of it. Right? V'im lav, but if not, and then batel b'miyuto, then it's batel. V'chein le'inyin ha'tumah, and so too for tumah, that if you have kezayis of something that is what we know as a chatzitza, It's something that interposes, what's the word? Interposes, I think, right, between, let's say you want to dip it in a mikvah, right? In makpid olav, if a person cares that the item is there, so then chotzeitz, then that constitutes a chatzitza. From rotza b'kiyumo, harei u'kariva, but if you want to keep it there afterwards, meaning if the dough, if you want to keep the dough in the crack because it smooths everything out, so that's considered to be part of the bowl, and it's not a chatzitza at all. Right? We have this comes up all the time when we do tefillah and we do stuff, take stuff to a mikvah, and you have stickers. And you come back, you see, oh, there's a sticker on the bottom. So if it's clear and you don't care about it whatsoever, you just would take it off for the dipping it in the mikvah, so then it's fine. You don't care about it. It's not the... You don't mind if it would stay on the bowl. So then there's no chatzitza whatsoever. But if you do care, and if it's on, I don't know, the outside, or it's not a clear sticker, or whatever reason, so then that would be a chatzitza. So same thing over here, says the Mishnah. Now, I'm reviewed on Shmuel. Shmuel is going to qualify this chiddush in the Mishnah. Now, when you tell me that if you have a kazayis in one area, you got to get rid of it, and if you don't, so then you can leave it, it's batel, to the kli. Shmuel says, Lo shonu el b'makos she'ain asuyin lechazik. That's only true if the crack is in a place that's not meant to be mechazik, to hold, to contain something, and Rashi says, for example, water, in the kli. Meaning, this is only that you have to get rid of a kazayis, but you don't have to get rid of something that's less than a kazayis in the crack. That's only if it's in the top of the bowl. Avamakam shasui in the chazek, but if it's in the bottom of the bowl, so then inuchayev levayer, then you don't have to get rid of it, even if it's a kazayis, because mistama, you want to leave it there. Right, for sure you want to leave it there, and you know, we want to make sure that the bottom of the bowl is strong and sealed up and clean. So for sure, even if it's more than a kazayis, it's batel to the bowl. Michal implying that pakos mechazayis, that if it's less than a kazayis, afilu makom she'ein asui lechazek eino chayav levayer, that the pakos mechazayis doesn't matter where it is. Right, I mean that it doesn't matter whether it's above or below. Right, even if it's in a place on top, right, you don't have to get rid of it. Rashi says even if you have many half zaysim that would together add up to a kazayis, if you brought them together, even that you don't have to get rid of. So that's one way of understanding Shmuel Shita, that it was lakula, meaning that the only case where you're going to have to get rid of this dough is if it's a kazayis in the top part of the bowl. But in the bottom of the bowl, it doesn't matter whether it's a kazayis or not. Either way, right, we'll assume that you want to leave it there, and it's part of the bowl, and it's you don't have to get rid of it. Some people say it's talking about the bottom, not the bottom, the second part of the Mishnah that Shmuel was saying, that v'im lav batel b'miyuto, meaning if there's no kazayis, then it's batel, and there we say, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel, lo shonu el b'makom asur l'chazik. When do we say that less than a kazayis is mevatel? That's if it's in the bottom of the bowl, I mean, where it would hold water or contents or whatever. But on the top of the bowl, then chayav levayer, then you do have to get rid of it, even if it's less than the kazayis. Michlal implying the kazayis, implying that if you have a kazayis of dough, regardless of where the kazayis is in the bowl, it is, you need to get rid of it. So this understanding says the only way you don't need to get rid of the chametz involved, of the dough involved in a crack, is if it's on top of the, what's it called? On top of the bowl. But on the bottom, even if it's a kazayis or less, right, then you have to get rid of it. So that's more machmer, that's the chumrah. So the Gemara is going to say, right, it says, Tani Kalishna Kaima, Vatanya Kalishna Basra. Sure enough, we have brisas like both ways of understanding. And I'm just going to run through it because it's basically the same exact thing. Where is it? Now I lost the place now. Obviously, right. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Masra. Tanya Kalishna Kama, we have a price that says like the first reading, Batek Shep Sidke Areva, if you have dough in the cracks of a bowl, so if it's on the bottom, so then Eno Chotzeitz, Vena Over, Right, it's not going to be a chatzitza, and you're not going to be violated by Rabbi Yimatzei, etc. Meaning you don't have to get rid of it, regardless. But on top of the bowl, then it is a chatzitza, and you will violate by Rabbi Yimatzei, but medor ha'morim b'kazayis, and that's only if there's a kazayis. If right, but a pakos m'kazayis, regardless of where it is in the bowl, you will not violate. You don't have to get rid of it. V'tanya kedushna basra. We have a brisa that was machmir like the second reading of Shmuel Shita. Butzik shibsid gareva. If you have dough in the cracks of a bowl, but makam also l'chazik if it's on the bottom. So then enu chotzitz v'enu over. There's no chatzitza, and you're not going to violate by Rabbi Matzei. But makom she'ein osrei lechazek, if it's on top of the bowl, so then chotzeitz ve'over, then there is a chatzitza, if you want to dip in the mikvah, and you are violated by Rabbi Matzei, but medvar emurim v'pachas be'kezayis. That's only, right, if it's less than a kezayis. Aval be'kezayis, but afilu makom osrei lechazek, chotzeitz ve'over, right, even if it's, even if it's in the bottom, then it's going to be a chatzitza, you have to get rid of it. And again, that's lechumra, like the second understanding of Shmuel's Shita. So, Kashin Adadi. So, we have prices that contradict each other. So, what do you do with them? So, Amar Ravuna. Ravuna says, excuse me, Sami Kilsa Mekame Chamirta. So, take out the Mekil Brisa and leave in the Machmir Brisa. Meaning that the Machmir Brisa is how we should understand, and that's how we should understand Shmuel's Shita. That's possibility number one. Option number two, what do we do with these prices? Rabbi Yosef Omar Tanai, Shekalta Me'alma. Right, what have you gotten rid of all the Tanayim? Right, it could just be Tanai. It could just be a Machlokes Tanayim. Right, the Tanya Kalindra Brisa. Hapas She'ifsa, if you have bread that went moldy, that went bad. So Chayev Levar, you have to burn it. Right, Mepnei Sharoi, L'Socha U'Lechama. Because you could kind of chop it up and crumble it up. You could use it as a leavening agent, right? Bakama iso zacheros in other different types of doughs. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, but medvar memurim, when is that true? Bimeku yemes lachila. That's if it's still able to be eaten. Avakofe sor sheyachta liyeshiva. But if you have a big piece, right, of seor, and you turn it over and you use it, right? It's a big, hard as a rock. So you turn it over and you use it for something to sit on. So then butla, then it is butel. And you see that that's what's it called? That's obviously if you're sitting on it, then it's more than a kezias. And midamar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar butla. If you're telling me that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says you could be mevatel, and even though it's more than a kezias, michal, that implies that Tanakama suffer lo butla. Tanakama would argue on him. So alma kasavar, apparently, what does the Tanakama hold? Kol kazayis, anything that's a kazayis, afal gav de mevatel, even though you could be mevatel it, meaning from not being, it's not food anymore, right? I.e., just like dough in a crack in a bowl. So lo batel, apparently, he holds that it's not batel, right? So just like the dough that's bigger than a kazayis is not batel, so too over here, this seor, right, which is bigger than a kazayis, is also not batel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would say that no, you can be mevatel the seor if it's big enough, if you just want to sit on it, and so too the dough that's in a crack in the bowl, right? If it's big as a kazayis, if it's in the bottom to be mechazik the bowl, then you could be mevatel it. So that's exactly our machlokas. So Amalei Abayi said, "What are you talking about?" So teratz the bekazayis. So I understand that you have a machlokas tanaim by a kazayis, but there were two steers in the brisa, right? One with a kazayis and one with less than a kazayis. These guys don't talk about less than a kazayis at all. Right? Pachos mekazayis mitaratzta. You haven't solved anything with the pachos mekazayis stira. So rather, we come to a third opinion, a third possibility, how to reconcile these two brises. Havah Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, both of them are Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar shita. Velo kasha. Havah makom lisha. Hashalah havah makom lisha. Right. That the actually, according to this understanding, there are three places on the bowl that we are talking about. The on the bottom where it's the machzik, and again we're machzik. We're talking about holding water in the bowl. So that's the base. Meaning, and everybody agrees, according to this understanding, everybody agrees that even a kazayis is bata, right? Because we want to make sure that the bowl is strong and taken care of. In the top, the highest, right, the little top, the lip, the mouth of the bowl, right? Even if it's less than a kazayis, it's It is a problem, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I think. Hold on. But yeah, and then the machlokes is in the middle, meaning the place, b'makom lishan, the place where you're kneading the most, the biggest part of the bowl in the middle. But that is, that's the question. The first brisa is going to say is going to be b'makom lishan. There, that's where we're going to be makel. Below makom lishan, but the highest. No, I take it back. No. Meaning on the bottom, everybody agrees. That's, I hope I'm saying this right. On the bottom, everybody agrees that you can leave even bigger than a kazayis. The first brisa, where we were makil, that's talking about the makom lisha, the place where you would knead the dough, meaning the middle of the bowl, where the most of the kneading takes place. And the second brisa, which is more machmir, is that's loba makom lisha, that's the top of the bowl. That's above the kneading part. And then even less of the kazayis is going to be an issue. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, "Lo tema shalom makom lisha agava da agna." Right. So don't tell me that shalom makom lisha, that the not place where you're not kneading the dough, is talking about the outside of the bowl. Right. Ela shifa da agna. Rather, what he's talking about, again, just to clarify, is talking about the top of the bowl, meaning the lip or the mouth of the bowl. That's that's what we're talking about over here. Pshita, well, obviously, right? If it's outside, right? Again, outside of the bowl is not outside of the bowl, but what do you need outside of the bowl? Obviously, we're talking about inside the bowl. So, you might have thought, because sometimes dough goes outside the bowl and reaches reaches the top, not outside of the bowl, I take it back. And sometimes the dough will rise so much that it'll touch the lip of the bowl. So you might have thought that the inside, the entire inner airspace is considered to be the place where the makom lisha is, the place where you're doing the kneading, and the outside is where there's never any kneading taking place. So the kamashma is therefore, Vashi's telling me that no, we're talking about the mouth, the lip of the bowl, that is not makom lisha. And that's what the second brisa is talking about. Okay. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav. Rav says, Alakar Shem ben Elazar, going back to the brisa we had before, that it says that if you have a piece of seor that you're going to sit on, that is batel. Eni, is that really true? Amar Vitzak, Amar Ashi, Amar Rav. Right? In tach paneh batid, batla, tach in lo tach lo. Right? It's only batel if you put tit, right? Some sort of plaster or tar or some sort of finishing, right, element over, right, this piece of, right, whatever you're going to use, this as a stool, right? It's only if you put something on top of it to kind of smooth it out, to really do it maisa, to show that with an action that this is already nullified from being food and you're going to sit on it and it's a kli. Right, Rav disagrees with Rav Shimon Elazar. Right, again, Rav Shimon Elazar didn't mention anything about a maisa at all. So the Gemara says, yeah, okay, man da masneha, lo masneha. Right, so those are two different understandings of Rav Shita. Right, one understanding says that the halacha is like you don't need a maisa. One understanding is the halacha is you do need a maisa. Ikida Amri, some people say, Amr Rav Nachman Marav, ain't halacha Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Some people say that no, that actually Rav said the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Damar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashi Marav, right, in Tach Panah Batid Batla, etc., meaning that Rav actually held. Right, the other way of understanding Rav is that no, Rav disagreed, and the proof is that we see this, that you have to do a maisa to the seor to designate it as a chair or something to sit on. Right, without, you can't just kind of think about it, you have to do an actual maisa, and that's the proof that Rav did not agree with Rav Shimon Elazar. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Shnei Chatzai Zeitzim, if you have two half kezesim, and again, we're talking about dough in cracks in a bowl. V'chut shel batzek b'neihem. But you have a strand of dough right between them. So then, roin kol she'il yinata l'chut v'nit l'nimo, right, chayo levayer. Right, this is how we view the halacha. Right, if you would take, you know, grab one piece of dough and pull it away, and the strand that connects the two of them would be pulled with it, so then, chayo levayer, then you have to get rid of it, i.e., we view the two half zesim as one single kezayis. But if not, inu chayev levayer, then you don't need to, because there again, in a scenario where you would not have to get rid of the chatzis ayis, and then you would not. And then it'd be viewed as less than pakos meikas ayis. Amr ulu ulu zedlo amr nela be'areva. That's only in a bowl. Right, that we're not many, where they're set in cracks, and there's no concern that they will ever join together. Right, have a babayis, but if they're just lying on the table in your house, so then chayv the buyer. Then you have to get rid of it. My time, why? There's in the dachnish lahu. Sometimes you'll bring them together. Venafli gavi hadadi, right, and they will end up coming next to each other, and they will turn into a full kazayis. And then you're right, and you end up with a kazais of chametz, right? That's a problem. Amar ula ula sebo mamarava. They ask the final question in Eretz Yisrael. Bais ve'aliyah mahu. What about if you have a house and an up? Right, you have two floors. Let's say that you have half a zayis upstairs, half a zayis downstairs, or bais ve'chsadra. Let's say you have a house and what's it called, a gazebo or some sort of porch on that connects to the house. Let's say you have two houses, one inside of the other. So what do we view that? So the Gemara says, Teku, right? Tishbi, Yitariks, Kushios, Ubayos. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, let's get to the two dots. We learned in a Braisa. Pascha Ifsa. If again, if you have bread that became moldy, Venifsa lalach melech la'adam, and people will not eat it, but a dog can, meaning it's not totally gone, it's still roi lachiles kelev. So then, Metamu Timos Oakland, Bekavetza. Excuse me. Then the food is still able to be Metame. To become subject, it's still within the parsha of Tumah with the shear of a kaveta. And every time we mention this, again, we mentioned a lot of this earlier in the Daf Yomi cycle, but whenever you have this issue, right, there's always a machlokes between Rashi and Tosos, whether we're talking about whether it can contract Tumah or whether it can be metame. When you say that the minimum shear for Tumas Ochlin is a kabeitza, is that for the item itself, or is that to give off Tumah to other items, as Machlokes Rashi tells us? But either way, if it's still royal achilas kelev, so then it is still subject to Tumah. V'nis refes ima tameya b'pesach. And if it's truma, so then you can burn it with truma tameya on Erev Pesach. It's going to be a mutter. Again, that's the machlokas we said before, right? If you remember, it was Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, right? Can you combine Truma Tameya, Truma Tahora? Right here, you tell me, even Rabbi Yossi is going to be masking, if I'm not mistaken, even Rabbi Yossi agrees over here that if it's no longer Roy Lechiles Adam, but still Roy Lechiles Kelev, but still Rabbi Yossi will be masking that you can burn it, then there's no iser of burning Truma that's already inedible. Even if it's going to be metame, because there's no problem. Mishum Rabbi Nassan Amar, Rabbi Nassan said, ain't a metame, so it's no longer shayach to tuma. Once it's not roi lachilas adam, it is no longer subject to tuma, even if a dog will eat it. Come on, Azlahu Hadatan, who is the following Mishnah like? Klal Amru Bataros, they said a rule by Taros, kolam yuchil okal adam, tame ashifso mechilas kelev, right? Anything that is food, right, it is tame until it is no longer edible by a dog. So come on, who's that? Like the loke, Rabbi Nassan, right? It's not like Rabbi Nassan. Again, Rabbi Nassan said in a case that's already no longer fit for human consumption, right? No longer roi lechilas adam, it's not shayach to tuma, right? Again, that was the price we just had. We had that's food that a dog will still eat, but a person won't. So Tanakama said that it's still shayach to tuma. Rabbi Nassan said it's not. So that's exactly this, that Rabbi Nassan will disagree with this brisa that says that food that is shayach to tuma until a dog cannot eat it, because his shear is a human cannot eat it. That's when the tuma will stop. Last turn rabbanan until the tudat, turn rabbanan with another brisa, arevas ha'abdonin. If you have a bowl of a tanner, meaning someone who's going to tan hides, tan animal skins. Shenazan zocha kemach tosh loshim yamin. Chayv devayer. Right? If you put dough inside that bowl, I guess that was part of the tan. No, I'm sorry, not dough. We've been dealing with dough. Kemach is flour. My bad. Kemach is flour. If you put kemach, apparently flour. That was part of the tanning process. So if you put that in the bowl, so within 3 days, so then chayv devayer. Then you have to get rid of it. kodim shloshim yamin. But if the flour was there 3 days earlier, so then eino chayav levayer, then you do not need to get rid of it. As Rashi explains, right, it's been more than 3 days, it's already going to stink, it's already going to be no longer edible, it's going to be, there's no longer shayach to be consumed. Rabbi Nasim b'medvar murim, when is this? Shalom nasim socha oros. That's only if there was no skins in the bowl as well. Rabbi Nasim socha oros, but if you put skin in the bowl with the animal skin in the bowl with the flour, even within 3 days, you don't have to burn it because that's already nifsal, that's already no longer edible, and there's no problem. Right, again, implying that the Tanakhama disagrees with that. Right, the Tanakhama disagrees that he would say that even if there's animal skins in there, so then it's a 3 day cutoff. Right before it's, you don't have to burn it, and within 3 days of Pesach, then you do have to get rid of it. Rava, the Rava says, Alacha, Rabbi Nasa. The Alacha is like Rabbi Nasa in here, right? In this case, I feel Yom Echad, I feel Shachas. Right, even if it's a moment before Pesach, and you throw in, right, again, animals' hides, so no one is eating flour that's been in a bowl with animal skins, that is already gross. Okay, we'll stop at the two dots over here. We'll go right to the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.